sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I can hear myself as I speak, Mr. Producer. Thank you. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2019. And we got loads to discuss. This, that, and the other thing. As always, we will do the markets. We will do everything that affects the markets, the economy, Trump land, and all kinds of stuff. And Trump land's very noisy today, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you are listening. Where do I even start? So as you know, we whine and complain a lot about things here. We are not categorized as Trump lovers, Trump haters, Trumpsters. We get hate mail from both sides. As you know, we are free market capitalists. We are more to the libertarian side. We are deficit hawks. We want government to be accountable, efficient, and effective. We have no hope anymore to all of that. We don't have any hope. We just keep our fingers crossed that we are wrong. And it doesn't blow up. That's our take. But a few things that stuck out for me today on things that can potentially affect you and your money and the markets. I will start with the China trade. Now we're hearing that Trump hopes 4 weeks or 5 weeks. They had a meeting with some representatives today. And as Trump said, it's going to be a great deal. It's going to be a big deal. He used the word an epic deal. Okay, fine. Let's just get a deal. As you know, we think it is less than meets the eye, this whole thing. I believe it's been blown out of proportion about trade deficits and all that. I say that because we just buy a lot of stuff. You're always going to have trade deficits. But let me be clear. China cheats. They protect themselves. They're protectionists. I think a deal is going to have them do better. I think they'll be buying more. I think they'll open up markets to a little bit more. But I got news for you. It's not going to move the needle. I know it moves the needles on the markets right now because it's been put out there and marketed as the end-all, be-all. But I've studied this stuff for decades. Don't expect a lot. China cheats, and they will continue to cheat. You know, we keep hearing this thing, stealing intellectual property. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, they don't steal anything. They basically force companies to hand over if they are going to do deals with companies. Is that great negotiating? Is that stealing? Trump would usually say that's the art of the deal in the past. Now it's stealing. Anyway, let's hope something gets done. Let's hope it is meaty. And on to the next. Next, I have been telling you that the president is not going to close the border. We have been telling you that it's nothing but an empty threat. We have been telling you that eventually he's going to have to come off of that because basically you are committing economic suicide if you close the border because just in Texas, ports in Texas, 500,000 people cross it every day, back and forth, to do whatever they do, a lot of it business. Every day, $1.5 billion in trade across the border. What, are you going to stop that? No. So Trump came off the ledge today. I think he was forced to. I think probably the Republican Party was in his ear saying, what are you, high? Nevertheless, all of a sudden, that's over with. In place of that, Trump is now saying, well, we're giving him 1 year or else. So we went from we're shutting the border this week to 1 year or else. And therein lies my worry on Trump. My biggest worry, and let me be clear, I love tax cuts. I love the corporate tax cuts. I thought he could have done better on the individual side. I love getting rid of the moronic, imbecilic, onerous regulations. Obama was the king of regulations. I love the rolling back of that. I speak to businesses every day, big, medium, large, small. It is a difference out there. There's a big difference out there. Without naming names, I'm very good buddies with the CEO of a major, major, major gargantuan restaurant company. He says it's night and day on compliance and things like that, and saves him oodles of time and oodles of money. So we love that on Trump. We are not a fan of tariffs. We think tariffs suck. We don't know why the heck he does it. Oh, it's a tactic. No, it stinks. My biggest worry, though, I really think he talks too much, and I really think he shoots at the hip too much, like we're going to shut the border. He's not going to shut the border. But who knows what that could have caused? Who knows what kind of reaction would have been brought about? My answer, who knows? And I'd like to say he's going to learn a lesson here or there, but no, he's the Trumpster. Full bore. So keep fingers crossed. Pray his wisdom works for the long term. Of course, we so worry about deficits and debt long term. We so worry that this president did an about face and raised federal spending $250 billion a year, ensuring $1 trillion deficits every year. And of course, the Trumps say nothing. They keep saying, oh, how conservative he is, but no, they're not. Deficits aren't conservative. $1 trillion deficits aren't conservative at all. So we'll let you guys be hypocrites about it, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we don't know what the hell we're talking about, that we can just go to $30 trillion in debt, and everything's going to be just A-okay. I mean, we're 22, and maybe we're A-okay. Anyway, that's my Trump thingamabob. And, you know, we can sit here and talk the left all day and all night, but they're just authoritarian socialist dictators on the left now. These candidates that are running are just sick, twisted in the mind. I can't say anything good about them. They want to control everything about you, tell you what to do, how to do it, and they want to confiscate your wealth like never before. Like never before. Their proposals, I mean, God almighty. There isn't a tax they don't like. And frankly, they're so very imaginative, they're dreaming up of taxes. The latest is this Wyden guy out of Oregon. Been in politics 38 years, another authoritarian socialist dictator. He wants the tax your non-sold investments every year if they're up. I got news for you. There ain't enough straight jackets and rubber rooms for somebody like that. And by the way, I tell it to his face. You know me, I think these people are miserable failures. They have failed with our treasure, our hard-earned dollars. No accountability, no efficiencies, no effectiveness. And I can just go on and on for hours on this. But we have other fish to fry. Up next, market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. A few tidbits, and then we'll get into the market wrap. First off, Tesla was down $24 today. We have been telling you for a while certain things, and just our opinion. And there are people that disagree with us. There's some very smart money managers that disagree with us, and that's well and good. I just think the only thing consistent about Tesla and Elon Musk right now is inconsistency. That's it. I, who cares about my money, cannot go home invested in any company that continues to guide numbers and continues to miss by a mile. And I'd like to think they're just missing. I just don't trust the guy. I think he's full of it. I really do. And again, I would tell it to his face. Because you can't possibly, during a quarter, miss on numbers that they have done time and time again over the past couple of years. Or can you? So here's another occasion where they promised certain amount of deliveries. They weren't even in the same, forget ballpark, forget city, forget state, forget country, forget continent. They weren't even on the same planet. And this goes hand in hand with his smoking weed on video, a rap, whatever, tweeting stuff that wasn't true, getting in trouble with the SEC. And the shame of it is, man, they make some damn good cars. But I'm just letting you know, we remain no thank you on Tesla in any way, shape, or form. And the funny part about it is, we can't even consider shorting it, even though the stock has dropped 100 and so points from the high. Why? Two reasons. Every time they make an announcement that's supposedly good, the stock's up 20 bucks the next day. And of course, then it's down 20 bucks 3 days later when it's not true. And of course, there's a gargantuan short position in it already, so you get these short squeezes every now and then. So we're just staying away. And as always, we will let you decide. Next. Lyft is back to the IPO price, just letting you know, $72. So not as big a disaster. It was, I think, a low of 66. but they opened it up at 88 and change, at 72. I have no real opinion on it. I was thinking, for myself, taking a stab at it a couple of times in the last couple of days, I could have lost money and I could have made money. I don't know if I would have traded it well or not. I'm just happy to sit aside on that. And the fact of the matter is, I look through the financials, not so thrilled. Not so thrilled at all. Boeing, up 11 today. They said that they're close to software, everything's good. But now, late breaking after the close today, Washington Post is announcing there may be an additional software problem discovered. In the aftermarket, it's only down a couple of bucks, so I don't know. All I can tell you, I think yesterday I told you it looked like it was putting in some sort of bottoming, technically, but you're dealing with news-driven environment. And by the way, the head of Boeing came out and said it's on us. So they're admitting these two crashes happened directly because of them. There's already been some lawsuits. I don't know if you know Ralph Nader. His grandniece was on one of the planes, and they're suing today. And I got to interview Ralph Nader on TV, I believe it was early last week, on just that. So I don't know what to tell you on Boeing. Next, I mentioned yesterday an IPO, symbol RUHN, came out at 12.5, opened at 11.5, and closed yesterday at around 770. It was up a little bit today. And I said to you, if this thing does not recover, they got to cancel the IPO because there's going to be lawsuits. Remember, where there's disasters on Wall Street, there's always lawsuits. There are attorneys out there that just sit and watch Wall Street, and when stocks blow up, they go for the class action lawsuit. So we'll see how it goes in the days ahead. Again, I don't know what happened there. I was looking for news on it. I have no clue what happened there. Next, we're going to go through the market wrap in a little bit, but there's a word on Wall Street called bifurcated. I never use the word. I can't even pronounce it. You had one of those days today where the bad was really bad, the good was good. So when we go through the market wrap, bifurcated, that's what happened today in the market, and we'll explain in a little bit. We keep being asked, I'm not an economist, but I got my ear to the ground. I will just repeat, I just don't see any recession here right now. And I know there's a lot of people out there calling for disaster. I just don't see it. And I don't think economically sensitive numbers, stocks, even though easy money and all that, would be getting a bid here if we're going in recession. Now, as far as the rest of the globe, supposedly some numbers are coming out a little bit better than they have been in over the last few months. I'm going to withhold on that. Just be careful about this talk of disaster. The market will pick that up. Remember, back in 07, 08, the market saw it first. Remember the financials completely underperforming, leading the market down when it went down and not even rallying when the market went up? The financials were telegraphing things. Now, we had this swoon at the end of last year, but we have recovered a bunch. Now, I know it is off of easy money talk and rhetoric, but this still counts. It still matters. We will let you know when that time comes. So up next, full market wrap. Lots more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hearing aid technology is here. Go to biztalkeargo.com to learn more. biztalkeargo.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
He comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Before I even get into the market wrap, I have to mention this. So I'm reading this story right now. Get this. A Harvard fencing coach, a fencing coach at Harvard, tries selling his house for $549,000. A Maryland businessman buys it for $1 million. The businessman's son gets into Harvard on the fencing team. The businessman then sells the house at a $325,000 loss. The Boston Globe is reporting on this today. What the hell? The lengths people went to get their kids into colleges. I had no idea this was going on. You can go look it up. It's on the Boston Globe. That's unbelievable. So they went really underhanded. You know, like politicians have done in the past. Do you remember Dennis Hastert, who I think now is in jail for like being a sexual predator? He was the Speaker of the House. He bought a parcel of land next to the airport where he was from, but the parcel of land was bought by somebody else, put the money up, and then within weeks he passed legislation or something, got legislation passed to do something with highways and retail or whatever right there. And then sold his land for like five times the amount of money. So he put down no money and made zillions. Dennis Hastert, Republican, in jail, sexual predator. You know how I know this? Go get the book, Throw Them All Out, by Peter Schweitzer. Go get the book. You wouldn't believe some of the crap these politicians have gotten away with. He got away with that. I'm still trying to figure out, like, Harry Reid's worth $30 million, Elizabeth Warren's worth $10 million. All these socialists, they're socialists with your money, they're capitalists with their money, and somewhat corrupt capitalists. Anyway, Market Wrap, brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. Okay. Dow up 166, but the S&P only up 5, but the NASDAQ down 4, the NASDAQ 100 down 4. Now, the Dow was up that much early and then sank to only up 80. At that point, the NASDAQ was down 50. So just wicked day, and let me explain the wickedness. Even with the NASDAQ coming back some, Workday down 8, Trade Desk down 9, ServiceNow down 10, Paycom down 6, Ring down 6. Symbols, ANET down 8, Twilio down 7, Team down 5, VMware down 5. Bunch of 5s, 6s, and 7s, and 8s, and 9s, and 10s in growth land today. We mentioned Tesla, which was down 24. But on the other end, on the Dow, Boeing was up 11. What is that, about 65, 70 Dow points? And just nothing really down in the Dow, except Johnson & Johnson down a buck. Merck was down a buck. So the drug stocks down. But United Health, United Tech, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Disney was up too. By the way, I'm hearing, is it a Disney movie, I think? There's a movie coming out that's selling like crazy beforehand. I think it's Disney. It's one of those, you know, superhero things. So that was really the story of the day. And add in, you had good action in like Ingersoll Rand, Illinois Two Works, Lionel Blazel. Some of these economically sensitive names have come up the right side, some of them breaking out to yearly highs. So there's your bifurcation in the market today in a big way. And I said early on, they better keep the Dow moving up today, and they did. They kept the Dow moving up today. That's what helped out in a very big way. I also must add, very good day for retailers today. Very good day. Foot Locker, up a few percent. Kohl's, Ross Stores, Dollar General, Dick's, Best Buy, Costco, Deckers Outdoor, Columbia. Good day for retail. And thus my thesis, there's no way we're going into a recession if retail's now getting a little bit of a bid. No way. So throw out all that recession talk right now. I will promise you one thing. If the economy's going to crap out, the market's going to crap out first. I'm telling you, that's how it works. Go look at every recession, every bad recession we've ever had. And I know I'm saying that with that easy money that's out there that's driving some of this. Now, about these growth names that got twisted up. Now, the good news is some things that were down 15 finished down 10. Still not great. But by the end of the day, little defense on some of them. We'll see what happens. But I will say this. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 growth names today that broke very important levels today and stayed down. That's only 11, but it's still 11. And I can just tell you which names. Go look where Workday, WDAY finished. Splunk, SPLK finished. HubSpot, HUBS. Symbol FIVN. These things are broken now. And you also have some seriously bad volume patterns now on a lot of these other growth names. And what do we mean by that? They go up on light volume, they come down on heavy volume. They go up on light volume, they come down on heavy volume. They go up on light volume, they break on heavy volume, they bounce up to the low end of the range on light volume, they get hit with heavy volume, and then they're done. That's the process that is made when things top out. So I count 11 names, but there are others. So we're not talking about the death yet of all this growth, but certainly some warning shots. And let me be clear, if the Dow came in today, I think the NASDAQ could have been down 50 plus. The good news is the semiconductors finished up today. That's going to be muy importante as we move forward. By the way, here's another one, IAC Interactive. Go look at how that finished today, IAC. That's bad. That's ugly. Comes down to the 50-day, bounces off, and then comes down and breaks on volume. You don't want to see too much of that. So just a little bit word to the wise. Pay attention when we say these things. The one thing we do more than anything well is know when something's really on the top out. Now, we do have earnings in 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks on a lot of these. That can change it. But sometimes the market has its way of flushing things out before the earnings show up. to be watched carefully by your handsome and buffed host. Bond market settling down in here. Bounced up a little bit on yield and now settling down. Not much else to say there. Foreign markets rested a little bit today. Though China still acting strong off the lows. Now that we think has to do with the easy money. $1 trillion at one time goes places. Up next, more on the markets and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Jeff Bezos is getting a divorce from his wife, and supposedly it's community property, and she can get half, which is like $75 billion. She settled for $37 billion. What a nice woman. Anyway, I thought that was noteworthy. Today I got 19 robot calls. Broke the record. The record was 17. It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Are you ready? Angelica, New York. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Afton, Wyoming. These are the places I'm getting calls from. Molino, Florida. Seal Beach, California. That's S-E-A-L. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Garden City, New York. Two Garden City, New Yorks. Miami, Florida. At least I'm getting them from a lot of places. San Diego, California. One of my favorite cities. Yonkers, New York. I got two from there. And then a few other Floridas. But I'm wise to it now, thank God. I don't answer them. And it's all the same thing. Student loans, Google Business. Seriously, what should we do about that? How did we get to this point? What is going on here? Anyway, you know what they say, wish you had a dime for, you know, I wish I had a dime for every robocall. WrestleMania is this weekend. You know, I'm not thrilled with the card. And I'm not thrilled with the lead up to the card. I'm really, the one thing I'm interested, there's two things I'm interested in. Randy Orton against AJ Styles and the women's match. The rest of it, no big deal to me. And I met Becky Lynch. I got a picture with her. I put it up on my little Twitter feed. That's going to be a good match. Crowd's going to go crazy. I almost went up to New York, but you know what? Next year it's going to be in Tampa, Florida, and I'll be hanging there, no doubt. And Final Four weekend, tomorrow we'll give you our picks to get into the final. Our team to win it all, Gonzaga, went out in the eight. Oh, well, we tried. Thought it was a good pick. But this is a year where, you know, a lot of people, a lot of teams that, we're not supposed to get to the Final Four dead. Good on them. And some damn great games, I must tell you. Some really great games. Considering the fact I hardly watch any college basketball all year except for that guy on Duke. boy, is he going to be good. I have never seen a guy that big that can drive like a guard. You know, Shaq was big, but he couldn't really drive like a guard. This guy does. Zion Williamson. And then they got that other guy on Duke that's going to go. They're going to go 1-2. No doubt in my mind. Some of your questions. And, you know, most of the questions we get a ton of questions right now on the fourth quarter. And the world is ending. And I saw some guy on TV today that said, oh, this looks like 1930-something, and within a month this is going to happen. Again, the one thing I've tried to teach is pay attention to the market. It pretty much factors in so much. Now, we can look out going forward, and I do that. Remember, back in 06, 07, I was calling for a real estate and a credit bubble before hell broke loose. And now I'm real worried about these things I'm worried about. But I'll let the market dictate. Because it should be obvious, the market's still listening to central banks. And surprisingly, after 10 years, we will really know disaster lies ahead when central banks react to a weakening market and the market shoots the finger at the central banks. I think that's when we'll really know. When Jay Powell lowers rates and the market drops 500, that's when we'll really know. But I must tell you, for 10 years, every time there was a rumor of easy money or easier money, every time there was an announcement of easy or easier money, and every time there was easier money, markets reacted to the better. But the worry remains that every data point, every economic statistic, every asset price around the globe is based on $250 trillion of government debt. God only knows how much money, printed money, negative rates in many areas of the globe, and very low rates in other areas, specifically here, where they got scared at a whopping 2.5%. So we keep all that in our file manager. But we'll let the market dictate. Certain things must happen for a market to break down, like in October. And again, we will let you know if that shows up. Because tops in markets and bear markets look and act the same. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.